USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's really bittersweet because if the justice system had worked properly, we would not have had to have gotten this pardon.
The comments from attorney Sidney Powell after hearing that one of her clients, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, was pardoned by President Trump today. Powell continues on Fox Business.
We now know that Judge Sullivan was just a political ploy. He's made a political game out of all of this. And it's just one of the most egregious injustices I've witnessed in American history.
President Trump calling in at a Senate Republican hearing in Pennsylvania on Wednesday, calling on GOP surrogates and his supporters to not back down in the face of threats and push back as his legal team challenges the result of the election. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Law enforcement with a big announcement regarding a major drug bust.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is reporting three Mexican nationals tied to cross-border trucking companies were charged in San Diego federal court Tuesday following the discovery of a massive cache of drugs, cash, and ammunition stockpiled at the Otay Mesa truck yard. The seizure totaled $3.5 million in cash, 685 kilograms of cocaine, 24 kilograms of fentanyl, and about 20,000 rounds of 50 caliber ammunition, along with hundreds of body armor vests. Authorities say it belonged to the Sinaloa cartel. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Pennsylvania court has ordered the state to halt work certifying elections until Friday, when it will hold a hearing on a lawsuit trying to have all mail-in votes disqualified. With 99% of the vote counted, Biden leads President Trump by more than 80,000 votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Jake Sullivan, who President-elect Biden selected to be his national security advisor, defended the Clinton campaign's involvement in the infamous Steele dossier after Republicans raised concern about the credibility of the salacious document. Sullivan saying in a podcast interview that there's nothing from his perspective that is concerning. Sullivan also making some comments that have Republicans on Capitol Hill concerned regarding his thoughts on the rise of China at a lecture back in 2017.
Containment of China. That is a self-defeating policy. But so is acquiescence. We need to strike a middle course, one that encourages China's rise in a manner consistent with an open, fair, rules-based regional order. This will require care and prudence and strategic foresight, and maybe even more basically, it will require sustained attention. It may not have escaped your notice that these are not an ample supply in Washington right now.
Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, reacting to Sullivan's comments.
People like Jake Sullivan have said we should be celebrating the rise of China. It was on the watch of so many of these nominees that China literally built islands out of the water in the South China Sea and militarized them, far extending the reach of their missiles and aircraft and their ships. Sounds a lot like the return of the Obama administration's foreign policy, and that foreign policy had disastrous consequences for our nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.